Okay, we're on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph at the top. Ahu Yom Adenach Nafshe de Rebbe, the day that Rebbe died. So before he died, Gozu Rabbanan Tanesa, they made a tainus to keep him alive. Ubo Rachmi, and they davened. Va'amre kol man de Omer Nach Nafshe de Rebbe Yedoker Becherev. Anybody who says the Rebbe died, in other words, they made a cheirim on even giving the news out. Shlika amshe the Rebbe leigra. So Rebbe's shivcha went up to the roof. Omra, and she said, "Alyon mevakshim es Rebbe, v'tachton mevakshim es Rebbe." The malachim, it's time Rebbe and Shemayim, they want him up there, and the people down here want him. So she said her own tefila that the people down here should win over and Rebbe should remain alive. When she saw how sick he was, that he has a holy meayim, and he couldn't put us, he had to keep taking off his tefillin and putting back on. And Tosa says, even though a holy man is potter from tefillin, Rebbe was so coldish that he could control himself, so he put them on when he could and took them off when he couldn't. So sure, how much sar he was going through. Omra he rosin shiakufa elyonim esachtatonim. That better he should leave this world and the elyonim should defeat the tachtonim. Somebody right from here, the Gemara says in Dorim, sometimes you're allowed to daven that a person should die. The poskim say that the person shouldn't rely on that unless the person is really suffering and he's not gaining anything from the suffering, and you're not involved in the expenses of keeping that person alive or the tsar of having to go visit him or whatever. You're totally a disinterested party. So then you're allowed to daven. Otherwise, we're afraid you're davening because of the expenses or yourself or whatever. But now you can see from here that she davened that they should die.
It's a kafara,
what? It's yeah, the maisa, but somebody is having terrible yisurim and they don't need it or whatever, or they're not handling it properly, then it's maybe bad they shouldn't be. Lohavishaski Rabbanim Miliboy Rachmi. So Rabbanim didn't stop davening. As long as they were davening, Rebbe couldn't die. Shokla Kuza, Shadya Miigra La'arish, took a flower pot, threw it down, and broke. Ishtiku Mirachmi. So they stopped davening for a second because of the shock of the noise. The Noch Nafshe the Rebbe. That's where Rebbe died. Amurle Rabbanim Lebar Kapora. And here also you see that she didn't do something to kill Rebbe. But the halacha is that if there's something holding back a person from dying, you can stop that thing and let the person die. You're not causing the person to die. You're just taking away the mania. For instance, says that if somebody's chopping wood in the background, and because of that, the neshama doesn't leave. The person's concentrating on that, so his neshama doesn't leave because of that. You can stop the chopping of the wood, so the person stops concentrating on that and his neshama can leave. So you're not doing something that actively causes the person to die, you're just taking away a mania. There's all kinds of implications of that with machinery that keep a person alive or whatever, what you're allowed to turn off, what you're not allowed to turn off or whatever. But here you see two things. One is that she davened that he should die, and she did something to take away something that was preventing him from dying. Omrele Rabbon Lebar Kapora, Zil Ayin. So they didn't know that he died then. So the Rabbanan said to Bar Kapora, go look in on him, see what's doing. So he died. Kari levu sheva hadre lekari ahach lachore. He tore his garment. Halacha is that Talmud tears kriya for a Rebbe, and here is the Nasi, so everybody was considered like his krovim. And he turned the kriya around so it shouldn't be noticeable. Posav the omer ereli mumetsukim erzu bar nakodesh. He came out and he said that the malachim and the people down here are holding on to the Aron Kodesh. Each one's trying to pull it his way. Nitzchu erelim es ha-metzukim. And the malachim want the nishba Aron HaKodesh. The Aron HaKodesh has been taken. So in this way, euphemistically, he said that Rebbe died. Amrulei nach nafshe. So he said, you mean to tell us he died? Amrulehu asun kamri sovano lo kamina. I didn't say it, because motzi di bahu ksil. So he didn't want to say it outright, but he gave them the hint that they could deduce from what he said that Rebbe Taka died. Rashi. The al kamazim lebesaki say the choli me'ayim havilei. Rebbe died, like it says, most tzaddikim die of choli me'ayim. He died of choli me'ayim. The cholet still in malachu. The komet tzair lachlot zoniach was a terrible tzar for him to have to take off the till and put them back on. Okay. Pasuk v'yomer hespid erelim mitzukim malachim utzaddikim mitzukei oretz. Tzaddikim are called mitzukei oretz, and the malachim are called erelim. Okay. B'shas p'tiras osher Rebbe, before Rebbe died, Zokov Eseretz ba'osov klapi malo, he picked up his 10 fingers towards the Shemayim, Omer Ribono Shel Olam, Goliv Yodul Lefanecha Shiyogati Be'eseretz ba'osei B'Torah V'lo Ne'enesi Afilu Be'etz B'Ketana. Right, that you know I was Miyageya with these 10 fingers in Torah, and I wasn't a henna from this world, Afilu Be'etz B'Ketana. Yirotzen Fanecha She'esholom B'Menuchasi Yotza Basko the Omra, Yovo Sholom Yanucho al Mishkevosom al Mishkov Mishkovcha Mibayel. Should have said Yanucho al Mishkovcha. Right, what's Mishkevosom? Misayel Reb Chiya Bargamna, the Omra Reb Chiya Bargamna, Omra Reb Yossi Ben Shol, Bishosh Hatzadik Nifter Min Ha'olam, Omri Malachi Ashoris Nekodesh Baruch Ribonu Shalolam, Tzadik Ploni Bo, Omer Lohem Yovo Tzadikim V'yetzu Likrosso. All the Tzadikim come to greet his Neshama. So that's why it says, the Omrim Lo Yovo B'Shalom, and then Yonuchu Al Mishkavosam. They should go back and rest on their Mishkavos, all the Tzadikim that came to greet him. Rashi. Yovo Tzadikim V'yetzu Likrosso V'yovo B'Shalom V'akarkach Yonuchu Tzadikim Al Mishkavosam. Holech nechocho biderech yishara, for a person who went biderech yasher. So Tosis, not here, Tosis asks that it says the Rebbe wasn't a henna afilu be'etz b'ketana, yet the Gemara says a lo posak me'al shulchano, right, summer vegetables in the winter and winter vegetables in the summer. So Vayis Tosis, he wasn't a henna from Olam Hazeh. So Tosis says he didn't eat, he had it on his table, he didn't eat it. And the Reb Tzadik says that he used these things, all of his tashmish and all of mazeh, all the things he used l'shem shamayim. He wasn't nehenna from them. He didn't use them for hanah. He taka used this world, and he ate all those things. But he did it l'shem shamayim. He didn't do it for the hanah. I was thinking of another answer from this Gemara's mashma, that it wasn't that he said, I wasn't nehenna from this world at all. I wasn't nehenna from my divrei Torah. I was miyageya with Eseretz Bo'os. V'lo nehenesi, I didn't get hanoa, personal hanoa from my divrei Torah. It all was l'shem shamayim. But it doesn't say they didn't have hanoa from this world and anything else. Right? It's mashma that it's got the two things go together. Right? Sheyogati be'Eseretz Bo'os b'Torah, v'lo nehenesi afilu be'etz b'ketana. Going back on the Torah. Not stam lo nehenesi mi'olam hazeh be'etz b'ketana. Okay.
Well, there's Tainian to me, not from the Torah.
What?
It says, we say, Behar Evnoi.
Right, but that's not to get personal Hanoah. Kumishtamish Betoga. Right? You're supposed to, Divrei Torah is supposed to be, what's it called, the Hanoah for the person, the Hanoah, the Torah. But not that you use the Torah for something else. That's, you know, you see, I didn't use it for personal gain. That kind of thing. Omer Belozer b'shor shatzadik nifter min ha'olam shalosh kita shal malachi hashoris yotzes ikrosso. Three groups of malachim come out. Achas omeres lo bo b'shalom. One comes to greet him, and here it's b'shalom, because a living person you always say leich l'shalom, because he's always going towards perfection, and a dead person you say leich b'shalom, because he's reached whatever perfection he's going to reach is b'shalom, without whatever shleimus you have. The Achas Omer is Holech Nechocho, the person who walked the Yosher, should now continue in Olam Haba the same way. The Achas Omer is Lo Yovo Sholom Yenucho Mishkevosam. B'shosh HaRosha Neved Min Ha'olam, when a Rosha is lost from the world, right? So Tzadik is Nifter Min Ha'olam, and a Rosha is Neved Min Ha'olam, right? Nifter means he's Potter, Baruch Shem Torani. This world holds him back. So when he leaves this world, but a Russia is tied to this world. By him, it's Nevad Min Ha'olam. Right? The world is lost to him. He's tied to this world. It's hard for him to leave. A tzaddik is nifter from this world. He's what's it called? But a rosh, rosh never min holam. Sholosh kito shomalochi chavola yosik rosso. Three groups of malochi chavola, right? Negative malochim come towards him. Achas umeris ein shalom. Omra Hashem la rishoyim. The achas umeris lo lematzova yishkov. The achas umeris lo ridova hashkiva esarelim. She. Holy Chokh, we don't say. What are these psukim? Ein shalom omer Hashem l'rishoyim. Ein shalom omer lokai l'rishoyim. And the last pasuk is, Hein kulchem kodchei eish ma'azrei zikos l'chu bu'ur eshchem uv'zikos bi'artem miyodi hoysa zos lochem l'matzeva tishkovun. It's a klola for all these people that, what's it called, they came from the fire, they're going to the fire, and their resting place is not going to be a rest for them. Okay. And the other pasuk is also in Yechezkel. Memino amta redova hoshkevo esarelim. So all these things are the opposite of holech nechocho and yishku yanucho mishkevosom. Here their resting place is not a rest for them. Okay. Okay. Mishnah. As long as she stays in her father's house, she can collect her ksuba forever. Mor explains why, because in 25 years she probably took enough things from the Yisomim, you know, Betova, to make up for her ksuba. So when she's in her father's house, she doesn't get any tovas from them, so she can claim her ksuba forever. But after 25 years, we assume she's taken enough from the estate, betova, they did her favors or whatever, to use up her ksuba. She yesh b'chaf heishanim shetasa tova kenegi subasa, divi rev meir. She omar mishum rev shim gamliel. The chachomim omrim kozman she yesh by the opposite, go vik subasa lola. As long as she's in her husband's house, so she's not mochel the ksuba, because if she would be mochel, she didn't ask for it. It's no raya, she's mochel. She's just embarrassed to ask for it. Because they're doing her favors, the Yisomim. So she doesn't want to be toveya the ksuba. So the fact that she didn't ask for it, even for 25 years, is no raya that she's mochel. Because manchi is avia, but she's in her father's house, and the Yisomim aren't doing any tovas for her, then if she hasn't asked for the ksuba for 25 years, a raya that she's mochel it. So govik subasa aresim v'chamishonim. Mesa yosheva maskirin subasa aresim v'chamishonim. She died, her yorshim can claim the ksuba up to 25 years. After that, we say that they're mochel it also. Rashi. Kozman shiv v'esaviyah, v'hayorshim zanu hashon. As long as she's in her father's house, and the yorshim send her support to her father's house, then govik subasik shetirza, right, as long as she wants. But if she's in her husband's house, in other words, she's living by the yorshim, shetasa tova minichse yisomim nosenis lechem umelech l'shcheinecho, she has probably used up the ksuba. She takes things from the estate, she loans it out, what's it called, gives it, people come to borrow things or take things, so she's used the estate, and she, in 25 years she's probably used up the ksuba. The Chachamim Amrim Lahuskru Esim V'Chamish L'Inyan HaTova Shetasa V'Lo Hatsedua Rabbanik Ksuba. It's just the opposite. The reason for the 25 years is not because she's used up the Ksuba when she's living by the Yisomim, just the opposite. Right? U'Kshehuskru Esim V'Chamish L'Inyan HaMechila Huskru. The 25 years she's probably Mocha the Ksuba. The Hoel V'Shoska V'Lo Tovu Kol HaShonim Alolu Mechalsa. We assume, since she hasn't asked for the Ksuba for 25 years, she's Mocha it. When is that? As long as she's living amongst the Yisomim, she's embarrassed to ask for it. She's not mochel, she's embarrassed. And with Nation Mechabdin also, he boshalim chosak subasa. Of a besavia, where she's in their father's house, and they're not personally supporting her, only sending her money. So there's no reason why she shouldn't have claimed it unless she was mochel. Mesa Yorsha Maskirin Ksubasa, Kolomar Tzricha Limchosav Ksubasa Besoch HaFeyeshonim. In order for them to collect the Ksuba, they have to ask for it within 25 years. If 25 years went by and the Yorshim didn't ask for her Ksuba, It's a raya also that they're mocho. Okay. Not giving over bad news. Yes, it says you should be. You shouldn't say out. Right? You should say it in a way that people can understand from what you said. Motzi Dibo. You shouldn't say it. What's it called? Directly. You should say it in a way that people understand indirectly.
If somebody was not sick or anything,
yeah,
people have no way to know.
There's ways of saying the what's it called. You hear what happened to soul. You know, you say it slowly, people understand from themselves. Right. There's a joke like that, not from there, from this world. That it says that what's it called? The guy comes, he says, I heard that your mother died. She said, how can you be so crass? You should have, you know, told me that she's what's it called? She's not a. Just ruined the whole thing. He said, what's it called? Your cat died. She said, why tell me such a. You should have told me the cat was sick, it was on the roof, and what's it called? You're not sure, it may have fallen off or whatever. A few weeks later, he comes to me and says, your mother was on the roof, and I think she was sick. And there's ways in the. You know,